الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, once Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala an came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, akhbirni bi'amali yudkhiluni fil jannah wa yuba'iduni minan nar, that tell me of something which will give me entry into jannah and make me go very further away and make Jahannam, the fire of hell, very far away from me. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَنِي عَنْ عَظِيمٍ, that today you have asked me something which is of very important, which is very important for every single person. But وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, but it is very easy for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very easy for. So it is an important thing that you've asked, but at the same time it is easy for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very easy. Meaning those who choose that path, Allah ta'ala makes it easy for them. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. The Quran itself is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, those who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقَى, and have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and they do tasdeeq, and they do, and they accept what is correct, the good. Meaning, they accept Islam, they accept, they bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that path very easy. I will make, we will make, surely, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ, that surely we will make that path very easy for them. The path of virtue, the path that will lead them to Jannah. So, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. Meaning that if they choose that path, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open it up for them. But they have to make that first step. They have to go onto that path. And once they go onto that path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grab them with their hand and take them to their end, to where they are destined, to the point which they want, and that is Jannah. To the goal that they want to reach to, and that is Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for them. So what one has to do is first, he has to make that first step. I want to fulfill my obligation. I want to be a practicing Muslim. I want to make that first step. And when a person makes that first step, after making sincere intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts opening the doors for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the path very easy for them. And the goal which everybody wants, every Muslim desires, to get himself entry into Jannah, that will become easy. That will become very easy. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the first thing, تَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that you bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. وَتُصَلِّي وَتُؤْتُ الزَّكَاوَ وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانَ وَتَحَجُّ الْبَيْتِ وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. That's right. So you establish salah and you observe the fasting in the month of Ramadan and you give your dues and you do the Hajj of Baytullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do these five things, then that will get you entry into Jannah and it will make take you further away from Jahannam. Further away from Jahannam. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, should I not tell you about that which is the most important, برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه. That should I not tell you what is the most important matter and the pillar which upholds and the most and the pinnacle of that? What is that? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told him, the Biras al-Amr is Islam, Deen, and wa'amudihi as-salah, that the pillar is the salah, wa dhirwat sanamihi al-jihad, and the pinnacle of that, of the hump, is Jihad. But the most important thing, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said at the end of the hadith, was that, do you know what will make a person enter into the fire of hell? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw them face first, head first into the fire of hell because of one thing. It's because of what they say. Hazrat Mu'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, إِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَتَقَلَّمُ بِهِ, that will we be questioned, will we be taken to account for what we say? For what we say? And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, it is because of what we say is that many people will enter into the fire of hell. Today, my dear respected brothers and elders, we take our saying and our talking generally without any thinking and without any formal weighing what we are saying. That what we are saying, is that detrimental to my akhir or not? What we are uttering, will that make me punishable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today we get together many times just to socialize, but without realizing that in the midst of that socializing, we are committing such grave sins. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that not a word is uttered, but there is a person who is constantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept an angel, has constantly recording each and every word that is uttered from our mouth. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So not a single second goes by without our words being recorded. Yet, we do not think twice what we utter. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that sometimes a person says something, yet he thinks that it is very frivolous and it is minute. It is nothing. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that word is so weighty that takes him to the utmost highest level in Jannah. On the other hand, sometimes he utters something which he thinks nothing of. He deems or he assumes that it has no weight. It is nothing, it's totally okay. Yet in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is so bad that it will throw him to the lowest level, to the bottomless pit of Jahannam, of fire of hell. هَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا حَصَائِدَ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. That it is what he says, the harvest of his mouth, the words that he utters, it is because of those words that will throw him into the fire of hell on his face. He will go into the fire of hell face first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order the angels to grab him by his foreleg and chuck him into the fire of hell. And yet today, we attach no weight to what we say. We say it, not realizing the consequences, not realizing the after effects, not realizing what problem it can cause. It is our mouth which will either lead us to paradise or lead us to the fire of hell. This is why they said about the tongue, Jismuhu sagir wa jurmuhu kabir. That the tongue is a very small portion in relation to the body. But the sins that are committed through this tongue are huge and humongous, are great and very severe. Yet today, we do not even think twice about what we say. It is our tongue, my dear respected brothers, elders, that will help us in Jannah, and it is our tongue that will ultimately lead us to the fire of hell. Today we utter so many things, and sometimes because of that, our marriage is break. Yet we don't deem to say, think of anything. Many times people say the wrong things from their mouth, but not realizing that what they are saying has a detrimental effect. So this is why, my dear respected brothers, elders, do not think or do not take it lightly what we say. This is why one of our scholars, Mufti Taqi Usmani Damat Barakatuhum, he will say in Urdu, Pehle tolo, phir bolo. First weigh what you are going to say, then say it. Don't just utter it. Who knows what you will say may have a detrimental effect to such an extent that it may even break families. Such an extent that it may destroy somebody's business. To such an extent that it may destroy somebody's life. Yet, we do not care what we say. How much hurt it gives to others. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that to hurt a Muslim brother is more severe in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than to break the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how severe it is. Yet, we do not think twice when we say something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.